From the Sky News Centre at 9, the Defence Secretary John Healey has refused to confirm whether the government will raise taxes to cover increases in defence spending. It's understood the UK will be forced at a NATO summit this month to up contributions to 3.5% of GDP by 2035 to appease the United States. Yesterday, Labour announced it would spend 3%. Mr Healey wouldn't be drawn on how that money will be raised.
We will deliver the spending commitments that we've made. I've got no doubt that we can do that in the next parliament. We're already raising defence spending by £5 billion this year. Britain's never spent that level for 15 years.
Aid workers in Gaza have described scenes of chaos as people are trying to get food and water. The UN has called for an immediate independent investigation into reports 27 people were killed outside a distribution centre in Rafah. Israel claims it fired warning shots. British surgeon Dr. Victoria Rose says the situation can't continue at a hospital she's been working at.
It's now within an active fighting zone. And for NASA, that really means that it's going to be very difficult for people to get in and out, and the real issue is going to be getting the local staff in and out to do their work now.
Police say there's no intelligence to link the deaths of two men in Spain to a suspected gang feud in Scotland. They were shot outside an Irish bar in Malaga on Saturday. Dense shrubs, empty barns, disused wells and dirt tracks are being searched by German police looking for missing British toddler Madeleine McCann in Portugal. The then three-year-old vanished while on holiday in 2007. England's cricketers have completed a 3-0 whitewash in their one-day series against the West Indies. They won the third ODI by 7 wickets, and England's 2-1 defeat to world champion Spain means they failed to progress to the finals of the Women's Nations League. Meanwhile, Wales were thrashed 4-1 by Italy in their final match before the Euros. That is the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
I've looked after my kids since they were born. Now they've got kids, I still want to look after them. I don't want them struggling to make decisions about my money or my health if I can't. So we made a lasting power of attorney. Now, if I can't speak for myself, they'll speak for me. It's a weight off for all of us, isn't it?
Yes, Mum.
Lasting power of attorney. Search your voice, your decision.
Your community, your station. Now on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex. On FM and online. Gateway 97.8.
Welcome to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. I'm Kat Norris and I'm with you for the next hour, playing a selection of new releases by Sarah Beth Tusek, Cutworms, Kian Nugent, Hollow Hand, Gruff Rhys, His Golden Messenger and Laura Veers. Plus some wonderful classic records, Cocteau Twins, Magnolia Electric Company and Real Estate. Let's kick off with a track from the brand new album Everything Harmony by The Lemon Twigs. What You Were Doing.
And make me mad.
What You Were Doing by the wonderful Lemon Twigs. And you can find that on their brand new album, Everything Harmony, out now on Captured Tracks. Hello and welcome to another hour of the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8, where we shine a light on the latest new releases and revisit classic gems of the past. I'm Kat Norris, here to transport you on a journey of music in the next hour. Up next, a record that seems to uplift my spirits and break my heart all at the same time. Sounds painful, I know, but it is such a beautiful experience, this record. The album is Joan of All by Sarah Beth Tusek. After a break of over a decade, it is a tremendous album. And from her brand new album, Joan of All, this is Work.
What can I do with the sun and the moon? What can I say to make that something okay? 'Cause I got bills to pay, and I can't think on you all day. I got bills to pay, and I can't sit with you all day. Ooh, ooh. I let you be wild and free. Mind
Sarah Beth Dusek and The Beautiful Work, taken from her brand new album, Joan of All, out now on Ocean Omen. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. Up next, a record that I cannot stop listening to is the self-titled new album by Cutworms, which is singer-songwriter Max Clark. Released on Jag Jaguar Records, this is the wonderful Don't Fade Out.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate, Gateway 97.8.
Rambling and rugged,
Israel Nash and the wonderful Azarka, taken from his album of the same name, released on Loose Music. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. I'm Kat Norris, and if you'd like to contact me, you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, as at Record Shop Radio, or on Facebook as the Record Shop Radio Show. Up next, a record that I felt I've been waiting a lifetime to be released is the brand new record by Kian Nugent. It's a thing of beauty. Kian wrote about the album earlier this year on Bandcamp. Meaning can come from surprising places. In 2019, while rehabilitating from a stroke and experiencing difficulty with speech, and in her case, a complete inability to speak, my mother began saying, "She brings me back to the land of the living," seemingly out of nowhere and with little knowledge of its origin or meaning. The phrase seemed fortuitous and mysteriously meaningful. It stuck with me while I was working on the songs that became this album, and it gained further meaning when in 2020 I moved back to my family home in the Dublin suburbs to become a caretaker for her. This lifestyle change and the new role provided purpose, and it also helped conceptually form this album, and in a sense provided a return for me to the land of the living. The songs here act as a way of processing change and accepting new futures. The album cover is a painting made by my mother, Kathy Nugent, in 2019, while in hospital. It served as inspiration and guidance during the album's production. She Brings Me Back to the Land is out now and taken from it, featuring some amazing guitar work. This is Kian Nugent, and I've Been Down.
Man, I got to live this way so long.
Kian Nugent and the wonderful I've Been Down, which you can find on his brand new album, She Brings Me Back to the Land of the Living, which was inspired by his mother's health. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show. Another record that has had a real impact recently on me is the new album from California's Hollow Hand. The man behind Hollow Hand, Max Kinghorn Mills, says that the attitude of the album is definitely DIY, about just doing everything yourself and not needing to rely on anyone. That's the one thing I love about doing this. No one has any answers for you. You are your own boss, and it's your own adventure. It's down to you. Hollow Hand's third studio album, Your Own Adventure, is out now on Curation Records. Featuring Tim Smith, this is Before Tomorrow.
But before tomorrow comes,
Before Tomorrow featuring Tim Smith, that was Hollow Hand, taken from their third studio album, Your Own Adventure. You're listening to The Record Shop on Gateway 97.8. Up next, let's revisit a classic album that celebrated its 40th anniversary in October. The album is Head Over Heels by the Cocteau Twins. Released in 1983, it paved the way for other bands that wanted to transport music listeners across the cosmos. This is In the Gold Dust Rush.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Thank you.
Griff Rhys and Celestial Candy Floss. You're listening to The Record Shop, here with you, transporting you through the very best new and vintage sounds. Another great new release is Jump for Joy, by a band that cannot help but bring joy, but also reflectiveness, in everything they do. The mighty His Golden Messenger. From Jump for Joy, this is The Wandering. His Golden Messenger and The Wandering, which you can find on their new record, Jump for Joy. Let's now go back to an album that I haven't played anything from in a while, a record that just feels like part of my soul. The album is Josephine by Magnolia Electric Company. Released in 2009, this is Hope Dies Last.
What are you hunting here? Child, I hunt what will not stand. I bring home the northern lights.
and the twisting sand. I see the arrow climb. I know it finds my heart every time.
You're taking it too hard. Remember the night when the fire didn't answer to the flame. When the fire didn't answer to the flame. There's no miles in the city now. Promises I made, no promises. The gray and the emptiness, as it is, as it is. I make no small plans, my love, but I know hope dies last of all. Hope dies last of all. Wichita to Omaha, Indianapolis, but I made it too far by forgetting the night that the fire didn't answer to the flame, that the fire didn't answer to the flame.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Good night, darling. I wish you beautiful. While the waking world burns, you find relief in sleep. Rest your head now in your beautiful dreams. You said you're dead, dead. Came to you. To sing, now you're starting to sing. While the whole world burns, your beautiful dreams. But they keep coming, your beautiful dreams. And you keep humming. Guitar strumming your beautiful dreams. Your drumstick strumming your beautiful dreams. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Dreams by Laura Veers, taken from her brand new album, Phone Orphans. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Sadly, we're at the end, but there'll be more next week as usual. Let's finish our music journey today with something from an album which I consider to be a modern classic. In 2014, Real Estate released their third studio album, Atlas, which was recorded at Wilco Studio, The Loft in Chicago, and at the Magic Shop Studio in New York. Taken from Atlas, I've chosen a track which I feel is just right for right now. This is Real Estate with Horizon. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
on your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News,